Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme. And as per special request from Sluggy Dan himself, happy birthday to Ahenje. Here's your song. Jay, 27 minutes now to 7 o'clock as we say good evening to the host of Bayesian Rhythm and Rhyme, Sluggy Dan.
And shout out happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to her and wishing you many, many more birthdays. Today is a very, very special show. We're going to have a chat with the Barbados Cadet Corps celebrating 120 years. And then we're going to have a bit of a poem and an update on what's to come next from Poetry Barbados. I'm going to give them a couple minutes, you know, later down in the show. 120 years, Ollie. That is an outstanding achievement by any measure, by any metric. And we must salute the Barbados Cadet Corps. We're going to have some extremely special people here with us today to celebrate the 120th celebration. First, I want to say thanks to Captain Michael Jules for helping me to organize everything behind the scenes. Thanks to him for coming out last week, and I'm sure we're going to see him go on. So we want to say a special thank you to Captain Michael Jules. Thank you so much for accommodating us and helping out your boy Uncle Sluggy in being part of this historic celebration. 120 years is nothing to sneeze at. Today we are joined by Major Philip Eno, who is the battalion commander for the number 2 battalion. So I want to tell him thank you so much for coming in. And we're gonna have cadet from the law school, you know, the drum major of the Barbados Cadet Corps Band. Griffith, a female from the number six cadet, Courage and Parry. I think this is quite outstanding. What I will first do is let the two young people, Ollie, I'm going to let the two young persons on the Zoom with me introduce themselves to Barbados, tell Barbados their rank, and what school they are representing. Ladies first, good evening. Welcome, and thank you so much for being a part of this, South of Barbados.
Good evening. Good evening. I am Lascar Pogrehoof S, and I'm represented from the Corden Price School.
Go ahead, Sergeant.
Good evening. I am Sergeant Dylan Pitt, and I'm representing the law school.
Good. So we have Griffith S. Lance Corporal from the Corrigan Parry School, and we have Sergeant Dylan Pitt from the law school. Listen, and Sergeant Dylan Pitt, you're also the drum major?
Yes, please, correct.
Oh, nice. Celebrating 120 years, and good evening to Major Filipino. Good evening, sir. Not hearing him, Ollie.
Hi, good evening, all.
Good. We got you now. We're getting you now. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for coming through this evening and helping me to really pay homage to 120 fantastic years of the Barbados Cadet Corps. No,
you're
I know,
very
sir,
welcome.
That
thank
I'm
you
taking
for having
you back
us.
A bit major, but I want my duty to my nation. No, I want to take you back. Sorry for taking so far back. Can you remember your first memory of the Barbados Cadet Corps and our first memory of anything military or paramilitary, and why did you want to be a part of it? Because you know it had to be a journey.
Okay. Well, like I was saying, thanks for having us. It's really good to be here. I remember
yes,
as a first form student at Commonwealth, listening to the drum corps, the drums and bugles of the band then playing some calypso rhythms. And I remember on the playing field dancing to that. I got into music, and at some point in time, the decision was made to have a full band, not just drums and bugles, but to have a band with full range of instruments. And the first recourse was my class. They said, well, let's get the music class out. And we were told, well, you will fall in on the square on Wednesday, which was the day for recruiting. And that was it. That was the beginning of it. We fell in and we became recruits, and the rest is history.
Nice, love it, sir. Can you tell Barbados why the Barbados Cadet Corps was able to be so sustainable for more than a century? Have to be one of the oldest in the Caribbean for sure. I check, and it's certainly one of the oldest in the Caribbean. Can you tell Barbados why is the Barbados Corps so sustainable, and why is it able to change the lives of the youth?
Well, I am working with the Barbados Cadet Corps now because I had a great time as a cadet. I had an adventurous time. I had fun. There was a lot of camaraderie. I have friends who we still, up to this day, this is what, 40-something years later, we're still talking about our time in the Cadet Corps, and I can't think of any greater activity for young people
friends
to be involved
years,
in.
From 40-something years ago?
That's correct, as a cadet, yes.
That's beautiful, sir. That's a beautiful thing.
And the type of activities that we're involved in, I don't think anybody else can offer them. From shooting, playing music, hiking, everything is you can think of that a young person would enjoy in terms of outdoor physical activity. And I can't think of anything else more a more complete activity for young people.
I agree. The cadet is going everything like you say. It be fit. It be clean. You know, deportment on point. Got music, different activities, hiking. It's true. 434-1790. 434-1790. Last week we got tons of calls from so many past cadets, present cadets. We're celebrating 120 years. Lance Corporal Griffith S. On mute and come to the front of the class.
Hi.
No, Lance Corporal, you got rank. You're the big girl at CP. What made you wanted to be a part of the Barbados Cadet Corps? And I want you to tell me of what was most surprising to you when you first enrolled, enlisted. And good evening, and thank you for coming on.
Good evening. What made me wanted to join the Barbados Cadet Corps?
Yes, please.
I was mostly inspired by the Independence Parade, how they would march in sync, and the music, the band, gun, the weapons drill. And I was also inspired by a few people of my friends from at school. But other than that, it was actually very shocking to me myself joining Barbados Cadet Corps. It was not something that was planned. But yeah, and when I achieved the rank of Lance Corporal, I was actually very shocked because I am star level. In my star level, I am a star two. And as I said, it was very shocking because I was not looking for it. And that's all.
How, and now that you move to Lance Corporal, do you have more responsibilities? And if so, what responsibilities do you have now as Lance Corporal?
Yes, I do have a lot of responsibilities. I am actually one of the most senior cadets at my school, at CP. And I find it very hard to interact with people because before I got my rank, I was very shy and talking to crowds or calling orders. That was not really my thing. But when I attended the Foundational Leadership Camp last year in December, that made it very easy for me. And I feel like having responsibility is a good thing, and it would teach you a lot throughout life. So yeah, a lot of responsibility comes with it.
Nice. I love that. You say you're one of the most senior cadets at your school, which is the Courage and Parry Secondary School. You're one of the most senior cadets. And you are indeed a lady. Is that challenging, or you found a way to stamp your authority to make sure things are done how they need to be done within your group?
Well, people was a bit shocked for a female. Well, earlier this year I had speech day, and I was the commander calling the orders for the banner party, and people were shocked because it was a female, and a lot of people didn't know that I had that voice. I actually didn't believe that I could have get it done because it was a lot of orders to remember. And as I said, I don't really like speaking in front of a lot of people, but I got it done. And for a female, a lot of people praised me and congratulating me because being a female, they usually see mostly males doing that job. So people were shocked, But I know one body that was very proud was my mother. Agree.
So that's brilliant, and salutes to mommy. Mommy was there. Mommy was able to see and hear you doing your duties and taking command.
It was recorded. She couldn't make it at that point. It was recorded.
Guys, see it. So, and congratulations on your rank, Lady Way. Will you be working hard to go for sergeant?
Yes, please. That's actually right that I want to achieve.
Sergeant.
Yes, please.
And what timeline did you give yourself to achieve the rank of sergeant?
Well,
This year? You going for it this year?
if it would be God's will, of
That's
course.
that we're talking about. That we're talking about. Like Scott Griffith. We ain't finished you yet, so don't go nowhere. Sergeant Dylan Pitt, come to the front of the class, buddy.
Yes, please.
Now you're drum major, you're the sergeant. What made you join cadets? And can you explain how was the journey from a cadet, private, to sergeant and drum major? What was that journey like?
Right, good night.
Good
What
night.
made me join the cadet corps was I was in first form at a law school, and I saw the cadets on a display. So it was drums, then people were marching and handling the weapons. So it was interesting. So I also have members of my family from the Barbados Defense Force and the Barbados Police Service. So all of them were telling me, well, Dylan, join the Barbados Cadet Corps, is a good organization. So when I first got in Barbados Cadet Corps, I was lost and I didn't know what to do because from the scenes of it, it just seemed like drill and shouting. But when I got more interested in it, we did shooting, map and compass, weapons drill, and in the band, we do music theory and more. So from my journey from a cadet to a sergeant and now to the drum major, it's a rough journey. But once you find your voice and find your support, your friends, because I made a lot of friends in the Barbados Cadet Corps. It is going to be rough at first, but how I managed to cope is that I learn new skills. I go on YouTube to find new drill movements, etc., and I found my way.
No, that's absolutely brilliant. As a young man, would you say the Barbados Cadet Corps is useful in steering young ladies and gentlemen the right way? And if so, how? 'Cause it'd be good to get an opinion from a youngster himself, you know, on how an establishment like the Barbados Cadet Corps helps to shape proper young men like yourself.
Right. So yes, it's a good organization to steer you straight ahead. And
Agreed.
what we do in the Cadet Corps, we normally do with discipline. And
Nice.
all what all people might see is that, oh, all them is doing the Cadet Corps is shout
But
and
it's not
drill.
that. It's not that. It's much more for
It's
sure.
much more correct. It's much more. When you join the Cadet Corps, I know you may
Yeah.
see, yes, we do drill, yes, but when you find your way, you can see that it's not only that, we do much more. And it was at first I wasn't interested because COVID hit and I wasn't able to do a lot. But now that we're back out, cadets is literally my everyday. It's so fun and I get to meet people. Like last year, the camp, the Foundational Leadership Camp, I met people from the Cayman Islands and that was an interesting experience.
Nice. Cultural
So,
exchange is a cultural exchange is always beautiful, Sergeant. A cultural exchange is always a beautiful thing, no?
yes, please.
Nice. 4341790. We are celebrating 120 years of the Barbados Cadet Corps. We can take some calls. We got a call on the line, and we can take one call and then get back to the Lance Corporal and Sergeant. Of course, we have the Major on the inside with us. 434-1792, welcome to Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Good evening.
Thank you very much. So, how are you doing, my brother?
I'm great, man. I'm here talking to you, so you know that's great for you at home.
Yeah, that's the thing, boy. Because when I was young, I saw cadets, and I saw Rihanna in cadets, so I said, no, boy, I can't do that. I got all that discipline. That's a lot of physics in terms of discipline, in terms of for the younger people in. And I couldn't do it at that time. But if I was not, I see the kind of discipline, the kind of support that it could have given me, you know, and you being a police officer and everything, I want to congratulate you, I want to thank you, and I want to say that, you know, you keep us safe and protected, and this is what the cadets do, just only for younger people, only for the youth. And I would like to make a point, Sluggy. When I had looked at Rihanna at the time when I was at Commonwealth, when I was with her, and I saw her in cadets, I was like, this girl got some sort of shine. This girl got something. Something is right with her. She is going to go places based on what she's doing now. And I remember I was in a party one time at Olympus, when Olympus was now coming through with her. And the girl just in the middle crow shining, and they didn't know what it was. But from hearing the conversation from last week and this week, I could tell that it was because of the cadets. Because when you look at Rihanna's timeline, when you look at Rihanna's development right after she was in cadets and so on, and how she went in her musical entertainment career, it's undeniable. That's the indelible mark on me watching her, and I'm sure on herself. So I have a question, Sluggy, for the Lance Corporal there. Good evening, ma'am. How, as a youth, especially a girl or a woman, a younger woman like Rihanna, what do you think cadets can do for you, like how it did for her, in terms of you going forward to do your own occupational pursuit or endeavor, just as it has helped Rihanna? How do you believe it can do that for you, and how is it going to? Yeah, thanks.
I like that, Lance Corporal. He's asking, how can cadets help you in life after cadets? That's basically what you're asking. How can cadets help you in life after cadets? Brilliant question. Go ahead, Lance Corporal.
No, cadets is about what people will know, discipline.
Correct. Yeah.
And it will help you to be very respectful. So I feel like when you go in the world of work and you meet people that don't like you or you don't like, you should still have a certain amount of respect, and you should be disciplined. So, like, if you start from young and you, like, carry it through life, it will always help you in, like, a workplace, even at school. Because if anybody knows me personally, I was somebody that would react to things very quickly. I, like, not think about it before what you say. And I know that cadets helped me with that, especially with people that I met in cadets, even Pete, like Dylan, right? And it will help you a lot in life.
I like that.
I feel like it's more, I really don't know what to say, but like cadets has helped you to be more like disciplined. So you will have a certain amount of self-respect, self-control, so that will help you when you get older.
I love that. That's Lance Corporal. So, Major Philip, you know, can you tell us what programs are the structure of these camps, or the structure of the, you know, you have the Star 1, 2, 3, and 4. How does all of these things help to shape young people? Because is not even a debate or an argument, is definite know how much could that help. And we can see how it shapes young person. Like, you know, Major, no one is perfect, so you won't get every single child. But what I can say from my observation is that majority of the children, if they pass through the full gauntlet of the cadets, their life will be changed for sure. Can you tell us why would their life be changed, and how are these programs set up?
Okay. I just want to follow on quickly from what the Lance Corporal just said. discipline, drive.
No problem, sir. No problem.
Discipline, drive, and determination are things that you will find in students who have been cadets, and it will help them in the workplace. It will help them in life generally. In terms of our training, it is very much like any other school training. You start at the beginning, you are a recruit, and you have your passing off the square parade. So it's like a graduation, and you become a full-fledged cadet, and you go into the Star 1 program, followed by the Star 2, the Star 3, and the Star 4 programs. Within those programs, you have increasingly or progressively more challenging levels of the various subjects within them. You have foot drill, you have map and compass, you have field craft, and at every star level, you learn a little more, so you build on the foundation. So you start with Star 1, and you do your map and compass, and by the time you reach Star 4, you will have had several different levels of map and compass training. So that's how the syllabus develops logically, from the simpler activities to more challenging ones by the time you reach the Star 4 level. And these are usually examined during the summer camp. What comes out of the summer camp is that you use the knowledge that you've gained in your star level training to practically apply. So you learn to actually look at the map and see where you're going on a hike. You get to use your field craft in terms of seeing and not being seen, etc. So it's a logical process from the not so difficult to the, well, I dare say that the people coming off of recruiting might find it difficult, but to the more challenging Star 4, and then you have the advanced training and the specialist training, like what Sergeant Pitt would go through in terms of making him a better leader.
Well, I love that. That making him a better leader. I mean, we're working on building leaders. I love that.
Yeah, building leadership capacity.
I love that. Nice. I love that. Celebrating 120 years. Celebrating 120 years of the Barbados Cadet Corps. Ollie Cog gone off the line.
I believe he's still there. Are you still there? DJ Cog? No, he's gone, Sluggy. He will call back, though, I'm pretty confident.
4341790. Thank you so much to DJ Cog for calling in. We're celebrating 120 years of the Barbados Cadet Corps. Now, sir, I'm sure we have some activities coming up to celebrate the 120th Major. Can you tell Barbados about some of the activities we have coming up to celebrate our 120th, and how can we, the public, support?
Okay, well, we're going to be celebrating right up until January next year. But in terms of more immediate celebrations, we are going to be on Saturday coming, Saturday, 23rd of March. We're going to be having our route march through Bridgetown, and all of the cadets, all of the officers are going to be turned out. And I'm sure you will find it quite a spectacle. So I am asking the public to come out, support us, line the route, and we will put on a resplendent display for you. We're going to be starting on Saturday 23rd from Harrison College, and the step-off time is 10 o'clock, as we would say, 1000 hours. And we're going to be making a circuit and going back to Harrison College. The Member of Parliament for the City of Bridgetown, the Honorable Corey Lane, has graciously accepted to take the salute in the area of Hero Square in the city. And Like I said, we're going to be leaving Harrison College, going along Crumpton Street, St. Michael Row, across Bridge Street, across Probin Street, onto Bay Street. We're going to be going along the Chamberlain Bridge, turning onto the Wharf Road, Hinks Street, Princess Alice Highway, Prescott Boulevard, and then we're going to be going across Redmond's Drive, back to Cheapside Road, and onto Chapel Street, Prince Alfred Street, Palmetto Street, Roebuck Street, and then back to Harrison College. So as I said, we're going to be putting on quite a display. We're going to have all our different types of uniform.
Give it the date again.
Saturday, 23rd of March. We're going to be dressed in all our various uniforms, representing the various companies within the Corps. So we're going to be representing the infantry, the sea cadets, the catering unit, the band. The bands are going to be playing, the masked bands of the Barbados Cadet Corps, Barbados Defense Force. And we're also going to be having musicians from the ex-cadets. So everybody's going to be out on the street, and we expect that you will be out on the street as well to cheer us on. In addition, we're also going to be having our inter-battalion competition, drill competition, that is, and that will be taking place on the Saturday, 13th April at St. Anne's Fort, and that's going to be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And hopefully we can come back and talk.
I love that.
Hopefully we can come back and talk to you about other events further down the road. But like I said, we're going to be celebrating all year, right up until January 2025.
No, you got my commitment for the whole year. Don't worry, you got my commitment for the whole year as we celebrate 120 years, sir, is saying historic, and this isn't any small thing by any measure. So you have my support for the entire year. We're celebrating 120 wonderful years. How many cadet companies are there?
Well, right now we have 23 cadet companies, and
we're in
all of the schools. The cadets, the school, all of the school flags will be on display, so you'll know who's who. And I can't wait. It's going to be an exciting day.
Yes, please. That is Saturday, the 23rd.
That's correct.
And it starts in the afternoon?
No, that's Saturday, 23rd, 10 o'clock step off time from Harrison College. 10 o'clock in the morning, yes.
10 a.m. Saturday the 23rd, 10 a.m. We are outside. We're going to take another call. Ollie, you want to keep all the callers waiting so long, enough people want to get in. So we can take another call now, Ollie, please.
Good evening, ma'am. You're live on air.
Hi.
Good evening and welcome to Being the Rhythm and Rhyme, celebrating 120 years of the Barbados.
I am also an ex-cadet, and I want to take my hat off to young ladies and young gentlemen of the Cadet Corps. Young men and young gentlemen that you have, I heard that they're in different parts of the Cadet Corps. Can they explain to me why they chose the department that they're in?
No, that's a good one. I guess Lance Corporal could tell us. You could tell us, and then the sergeant could tell us why he chose music, why he chose the band. Lance, yeah. You could go first. And don't put
So I chose infantry because it was the original, but I always wanted to be a part of the Sea Cadet Division. I'll be joining that after I finish my CSCs in May. So I don't really have a reason for joining infantry. It was just the first one, but yeah.
Nice. I'm looking forward to seeing you in Sea Cadets after your CXCs. Love it. Sergeant, you can explain to the caller why you chose your division.
Right, good night. I wanted to always be a musician from since I was 5 years old. And I always wanted to join the Barbados Defense Force. So when I heard of the Barbados Cadet Corps band, when I first recruited, I said, well, mommy, all right, you know what? I want to be a musician, so let me join the band. The band is an interesting unit, from what I've heard when I first recruited. I always wanted to join the band because when I saw the Independence, I remember it's their parade, Autumn Festival, Gorkha, etc. The band was sounding so nice. I know that I'm in the band and playing with the band is amazing to hear all the different instruments. And then, you know, as a drum major up front, I hear everything. So it's a nice and amazing unit.
Caller, that is all, caller, that's all.
That is it. I just want to take my hat off to you guys.
Wait, which company, Doran? Wait, Doran, yes. Doran, tell us which Parkinson's company you were in.
Secondary school.
I salute to you.
Yes, Mr. Mordor and others. Thank you.
Oh, yes, Mordor, yes. You know, yes, Mordor to my brethren. I know Mordor to my brethren, Randy, who used to teach Parkinson. No?
Okay.
Can you tell us before you go, caller, please?
Yeah.
The major is listening, and all of us here are listening.
Yes.
Can you tell us why you love cadets and why you had to call in today? Because there had got to be some love in your heart still for the establishment. Can you
listen,
please
when, tell us when you see hear? When you see Independence Day and those cadets pass me, every hair on my hand is stand up. Every hair on my head, back of my neck. I just love cadets. I just love them in a whole. It teach me so much. Like the young lady would have said, discipline, respect. We did map a compass, the camps, everything. It is just a wonderful program. It is. And my children have to be in the program as well, because I know what it did for me.
Nice. I love that you're speaking so highly of it, and you are saying your children have to be a part of it. I absolutely love that. Ollie, I want taking the jingle from the Barbados Cadet Corps. Then when we come back, I want a message from LaShauna. And I will ask the Major, the Lance Corporal and the Sergeant to please don't go, because we still want some more word from them. And I want to hear from the Major after LaShauna. Bye. Go ahead, buddy.
The Barbados Cadet Corps, building the nation since 1904. The Barbados Cadet Corps, we are the future for sure. Life skills we learn as we serve with pride. Good citizens we be. Instilling discipline and loyalty to Barbados Cadet Corps, building the nation, true generations, we are the future for sure.
Back with you, Sluggy.
Nice. I love it. LaShauna, more quick, where are we, LaShauna?
Everybody, thank you for having me.
Oh, you might plug in. LaShauna, you was good behavior enough to be in cadets.
I was an honorary cadet. My best friend was Lance Corporal, so I used to follow her around the school. But I never officially joined cadets.
Bobby behavior like me.
I was not bad behavior. I was an exemplary student, member of the. But it's called a yearbook committee. I was in drama club. I was in ISCF. That could just tell you bit about me.
You had a bestie in cadets.
Yes, and she's still my bestie to this day. Lisa Walker. She was a lance corporal in the Lodge School Cadet Corps.
Nice. I'm watching your bestie. You saw the effects that cadet had on her.
Yeah. Of course, she went straight through the ranks. When we ended school, I think she had a Star 4 qualification at that time. So yeah, she was really, really good.
Nice. I love it. 120 years, LaShawna, you know, we love culture. 120 years, any establishment from Barbados, you know, is a huge part of the culture. A huge part of the culture. So we had to salute that today. How was Poetry Barbados though?
Oh, well, Poetry Barbados was a sold-out show. Poetry Barbados was a sold-out show. Our first show that we had, we could not believe that so many people came out, sold out. Dio the Poet was amazing. He really gave an exemplary performance at that show. And coming off of that show, we decided that for World Poetry Day, after all, we're Poetry Barbados, we have to do something major and something big, a big skabang. So we decided that we would have our headliner, drum roll, our headliner for World Poetry Day is Sun Ra, and he's on the inside with me, so I can let him tell you a bit about what you guys can expect on March 21st at the Cricket Legends of Barbados.
Yo, we're getting on, everybody.
You hold on. Sun Ra.
Oi. Yes, I.
Good evening, sir.
Yeah, good evening, King. What's going on? Good evening, sir. It's been a long time.
I bless my brother. Don't worry, we can link up now. Springing news out of school, but LaShawna and I, you know, team up. You know, Bim Got Talent.
Yeah.
Right. You know, and everything LaShawna doing. So we teaming up with services and everything we doing together, supporting each other to make this team bigger. So you can see me enough all year. LaShawna and me to bring the schools or details of the schools to quit. But we announce it a bit on it. I don't think LaShawna might be announced. We give them a piece. But going forward for the entire year, not a one Saturday here. For the entire year, my Saturday shows, my Tuesday shows, live shows, everything we teaming up together to boost the thing. You understand? I'm so glad that she chose the boy. Yeah, I'm so glad to choose somebody like you because it's something that I saw you doing all back in the day. Ruby Tech, and all the guys, you know, were always linked up. So we just making this link bigger.
Yeah,
right. You got to salute Ray Minister. Cannot forget to mention Ray Minister. Humble. Right. So we'll be doing Sun Ra, teaming up all the powers together to just bring that one big love bubble. You know what I mean? We can't stop love. So I'm glad that you're part of the mission. No! LaShawna, make sure Stoic Cupid got the camera rolling and playing Sarah up on the spot now.
The camera is rolling.
Let me talk a little bit. He's one of them men that's put all the toppings on top the hot dog, boy. You don't put your toppings in bread nor in there. You don't want to get down the business, boy. You want to begin.
You can talk after. Make sure the camera's rolling. No. Barbados, Sun Ra is one of the best freestyle artists in the world, on Earth, planet Earth. No, you have an event coming up. I want the date of the event. I want the type of the event. And I want what you expect from this event and from Barbados from this event. I want that in a freestyle piece. Go.
See, if we doing this without beats, that's what we doing. All right, see. Yo. Lyrically is that individual. Lines come inside of this game is just spiritual. So you asking the name that Sun Ra to you. Everybody know my flow. I ain't stopping you. Them just tell me my lyrics is come hard. I tall like my finger and skinny in the same stars. Watch it. This is me bust off the same stanza. Rhymes got lyrics and people just can't answer. Look, I's Clement Pen, but meta pen. But anyway, it come true and break out you in the pen. I's a maybe everything that I got work. I just what's happening with blackbirds. This meter got a perk. I don't rustle feathers. I pull them out every time. I just pulling out every lyric I coming and every lyric I bringing out. So them ask me how we coming and give it no. I give them everything I had and then they spin it out. They say that sometimes we come like well, Sun Ra gonna give you that flow like Jackie Opel. More like maybe we're just out. R.I.P. to the greats that never running out. And we asking questions and we bring the next. We said we got right. We is poetry. And yes, the roots run deep because the water by the blood of everybody that ain't make it through the slavery, the flood. Plus, let me tell you how this gonna be. On the stage gonna be me and Ruby T. That is Ruby Tech, the Red Rasta man, the hardest freestyler that I meet when I land. And then they come true and they ask me next question. They said LaShawn about there. Everybody got a lesson. We got Storm with Cupid and maybe Damani Rae. They said that he is the guest star that busting both there. It's only lyrics every day, every time that we can play. Hardest thing on this line that we replay. So let me tell you, this is how it work. The floodgates burst. It's March 21st. It's we all inside of the game giving you verses. It's Dio, the poet, Damani Rae, when you heard it. And plus, this is Rare Right, that Rare Light. So big up my mind inside of the game like Rare Right. You do it with the Rare's Right. Next one here. This is Adrian Green, and we ain't come to play. The iron sharp and iron, and we was chopping about here. Let me ready for the rest, and we can tell them it here. So the show is 7:30, right? So to say, the doors is open early, so make sure you get there. We kicking off at 8, everything pun be played. We got Rihanna there now, but we pun replay. But anytime we can beat rhymes at every time line, and every time I spit rhymes in every rhyme, I'm showing these MCs that off every line. They got the fierce ring it like when they come and bite line. You see, it kinda different, it kinda hard. I's a stilt walker, I got this thing inside my heart. She got a mother Sally boxing one here apart. I looking at she like she's Alison Hines and my TV smart. Anyhow, we ease back inside the lane. And let me tell you how we can do this same time. San Rock gonna be on stage with a band at the same time. Well, Ruby Tech gonna be here giving you all of the same lines. And meanwhile, Storm with Cupid in the back prime showing these MCs how we do it at the same time. So if them ever asked me, they never had me. I's the amalgamation of Stabby plus Gabby, a crab soldier but never coming to stand over, a sadist with a lead pipe that can't get me over. Plus they only telling me the lyrics I brag. I come here with big rocks in a red plastic bag. You see, if I ever ask the question you come to do, I sweep them way with the floor. That voice call them Karoo. But next thing you know, you gonna ask me here too. I is Juke Chetty, the shirt. I saying nothing to you. San Rock, peace.
LaShawn, I ain't talking. LaShawn, I can't talk. You, over to you.
Man, you gotta let your mic cool, man. You gotta let your mic cool. We got any comments?
Nobody even let me warm up more than that, but they get top.
Ali's here telling me that we have callers. So, caller.
This is a mugging.
Yes.
Thank you, LaShawn. See where you got a partner with you, no? Back over.
Yes, I agree. LaShawn, how are you doing, mom?
I am doing well. How are you? This voice sounds so familiar.
Well, you will know that you're more than gracious to bless me with your presence. You're more than merciful because all my blessings come from you. Because who job bless no man curse. You're loved by your family and thanked by your friends. LaShawn, I want to thank you for a wonderful poetry the other night, the third Thursday. I really, you know, I came through with a poem, but I can't match San Rock. I can't match that. No, I bow to him. He's infallible. I and San Rock, good evening to you, sir. You're blessed. Keep rhyming. That's all I can say.
Thanks, brother. You're
did a fantastic job, man. The freestyle is just the flow. Yeah. So keep it and let
Master.
Me go. So,
Master so I, at his craft.
Yeah. He,
Master
I,
at his craft.
When Adrian Green saw me his second album, it's when I was beginning to listen to San Rock when I was at UWE doing psychology.
Jeez,
and there was an evening where San Rock was there with Dottie.
Yeah.
And he sorry for that. Yeah, thanks. And he started this thing, and I was like, no, but I can't get to that level. That is the blessed level. The man is just anointed.
You
could
get
to rhyme. And I know that this poetry, I know that this poetry is going to be even better than the one I might tell to LaShawn. I want to thank you for showing it off. It really was very, very good. I enjoyed myself. Mm-hmm. I saw Zoe Sunshine from before when I went to Imagine some March program. I was best participant, but she was also a participant, and she did her best in terms of being able to regale the crowd and announce that, you know what I mean, this thing is here to stay, and this thing can only get better and better. Sorry, I went to Comer, but up and on, and I know it will develop and thrive.
So tell us something, DJ Cog. Hold on, LaShawn. You're going to be there on Thursday?
Of course, yes. Yeah, so again, for the second time, the second one.
And I got to let Barbados know we're here in the studio. There are 6 of us, and Sun Rock sat down. He was challenged, and I'm telling you, all he did was close his eyes and speak. That's it. No paper, no reciting from nothing. He was challenged. He closed his eyes, and that's it. You heard what he said.
And it was amazing.
Yeah.
Back to you, Sluggy.
Thanks, I guess, man. Like, it'd be a thing, you know.
Also wants a bigger league.
Yes, amazing. No, you want it, man. No, you can't talk, Sound Rock.
Oh, no, sorry. I was there, so like, I was doing my full acceptance speech. I was already funny. Like, thank God. I just want to say big ups to not only Rick and everybody. Like, big ups to Sluggy for doing everything he was doing. Like, a lot of big artists come off of UKR too, as well as mine. He was always, you know, in that same vein in terms of pushing the Beijing artistry and the young talent. I want big up Stormy Cupid for sure. Big up Lashana.
Yes.
Like, them was paying in the work. Them still paying in the work. Big up my man Ludi Beijing. Large off to Dio the poet. I didn't know Dio was a passionate, fantastic poet, but when I went to the last show, brother, you know what I'm saying? That man broke my head, baby. That man get on well. It was like, all right, you see this here? I'd like this here. At a point, he said, he was making it was a scheme about a watch. And he was like, you know, he rose gold. Watch me. And it was like, yo, that line.
Bars.
Yeah, that line was deep. That touched me. That Bars. Touched me, brother. For sure. I mean, Stormy Cupid has done some amazing things too that I hear too. And I just keep hearing good poetry from them. They're coming out under good people. Adrian Green is doing a lot of work with them. So I just want to say thanks to everybody, big ups, and to keep supporting poetry, big, and live on after we live on. You know what I mean? Just don't forget to tell these stories. And that's all they want to say with that. Peace.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to say how happy we are to have Sun Ra headline for World Poetry Day. We felt like, you know, it was fitting to have him. But then there are some people that persons have not seen in a while. So the Manny Ray will be there. We called him. We asked him if he would be a part of his show. And he said yes within 2 minutes of the conversation. And then on World Poetry Day, we're doing something different. So as I told persons, if you came to the last show, this show is completely different. New location. We're at Cricket Legends of Barbados in Fontainebleau. That's the first change. And the second thing is the price is a little bit more, you know. Sun Ra, you know, has his accolades, and we have a star-studded cast this time. So it's going to be a little $10 more, so $30 this time. And the other change is we're not presenting one, Sluggy. We're doing it big. It's World Poetry Day. We're presenting two awards for World Poetry Day to two people that we could not be more pleased to give the award. One of them already know that they're getting an award. And there's a whole Mission Impossible scheme to get the person there. We're giving out two awards. And then the lineup, this lineup, right? Amazing. We got Cher Antoinette. She would have been at the first show. And don't mind, she's the oldest on the cast. She can hold her own, right? We also got Ray. We got the Manny Ray, Stone with Cupid, Dio the Poet, back by popular request. We got the Zams, it's back. We also have Miss Ron Robinson. She'll be performing. The first show, she was a bit ill, but she's back now. We have Sun Rock. We have Ruby Tech. We got myself. Because, you know, some people may forget that. I can spit a few bars too. Anybody? And then we have the Poet of the Year, Stone with Cupid. And we also have a surprise guest performance. So Sluggy Noise has got to tell you what's happening first, right? We got a surprise guest performance by Sivers the Third,
my guy,
from Silk Road Music Fest.
Keep her up.
So you guys heard it here first. Sivers the Third will be at World Poetry Day edition. So listen, get down to Cricket Legends. I don't need to sell it no more. Get down to Cricket Legends. 8 p.m., $30. Gives you admission, and come and enjoy this show. We are going to have a big skabang to celebrate World Poetry Day. So, you could give me a little. I want peace. Wait, sorry. Date for the show, March 21st, World Poetry Day, Thursday, March 21st, 8 p.m., Cricket Legends of Barbados in Fontainebleau. Those of you who may not know where Cricket Legends is, it's directly opposite Jason Jones. Can't miss it.
Mm-hmm. You were saying you wanted something from me.
I want you to give me a piece talking about poetry. You know, DJ got his piece, Poetry Is. Akeem has his piece, poetry is. I have a piece. Poetry is mightier than your sword. But I feel everybody got a piece with the word poetry in it.
Yeah, I feel like they got a huge misconception here.
Mm-hmm.
Sun Rock is a rapper first, mm-hmm. poet second.
But isn't rap rhythm-assisted poetry?
I wouldn't say rhythm-assisted. But we can get it out, but we can be splitting hairs, right?
Yeah.
The reason I don't have a piece on poetry
mm-hmm.
is that it's normally be talking about my life.
Uh-huh.
It's like, why don't I go out and jokes? Like, I was a stand-up comedian, but I don't tell, like, three men in a bar, you know? I got them jokes, but I don't tell them. Because I got a life. My life is a lot funnier than three men in a bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever went for surgery for anything, you know what we're talking about. So,
mm-hmm.
I don't have a piece about poetry.
Uh-huh.
I have a piece about life.
Mm-hmm.
Right? As a schoolboy.
Okay.
Because when I started, a lot of people don't know, mm-hmm. I started freestyling with my friends in 1997. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is obviously in the Old Testament. It was me. It was me, Moses, Aaron. You know what I'm saying? Rebecca was both there somewhere. Are you sure? Two tax collectors. We didn't know the name though, but anyhow, we was there with them.
About 14, 15
was. Yeah. And at that time, the year after that, Breakout Rhythm come out and we had to do lunchtime detention. Now the teachers was cruel. I used to want to keep the whole class inside for the whole of lunchtime and they had like 5 minutes to get your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
When they had nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything you want, eat gone. I get sup, no. I get roadie, we ain't got no more then. But you got tea times. And fruities, brother. They both there, so living like a full pot roll. But anyhow, so in protest, as all great art is normally born from oppression, my friends, one man started to beat the table, right? She started to hear the. Right? And I had in the mouth on. Right? So then we break out. Teacher! You're not tired for pressure, young people. Yeah. And tune went like this. Yo. Well, never let your lunchtime pass you by. You gotta eat something, bake or fry. Even a ham roll, even a meat roll, a snow cone red dye. We eat what we eat so we stay alive. We drink what we drink cause we gotta survive. We tired and we hungry, and we fed up from about 8:45. Tell them say anytime. Hungry again, we are gonna eat me lunch. Sit down in the back and it's a cat and crunch. And the fellas in the corner eat banana by the bunch. Tell them say anytime. Any them try to rob me blind. Drop kick a man in the lunch line. Let them know that lunchtime it is a serious time. Cut it there. Well imagine. I used to try my best to wait till lunchtime to eat. But I don't know how some people is doing. My belly does hurt me. And my poor little feet like them falling to sleep. Lunchtime come and the bell start ringing. Teacher get up and start a dismissing. All I could think was my Kentucky Fried Chicken. What you expect me to do? Tell them say anytime. Yeah. That was that then started my whole journey as a MC. We mm-hmm. started a group named Large 21. Was like a copy of War 21. But all we used to do is sing about lunchtime, food, and mosquitoes. Because that's who was attacking me at the time. You know what I mean?
A mosquito fly through my window. Fly them boy fi fly.
Big tunes, man. He was there. We had a whole concert and thing. Large 21 had a concert. It was $1. Everybody can't be $1 concert. But after that, like, then poetry become a thing in my life. Like, then it became about telling stories. Because after that, I was a freestyler and then become a battler.
Mm-hmm.
And then from battling, they would have meet men like Ruby Tech.
Mm-hmm.
And then after talking to Tech was like, you know, you should do an album. And I was like, an album? And he's like, yeah, it's really talk about things in your life. Just do it. You know, it's a body of work. Let people see it. And I just get into it, and that's how poetry get into it. Like, that's how I meet all of them, a true beating up on the table in 1998, you know, with a teacher that was a schmuck, right? So, and I mean, I guess I understand it now, but mm-hmm. I don't feel like you should deprive men of food, though. Mm-hmm. It's like, but if it was a Jamaican classroom, maybe I see would have turned over some tables and burned some things, but as a Bajan, we just sit down and eat food, but that was a catalyst.
Mm-hmm.
That would have catapulted me forward into what life was, you know, and Like, we hear talking about bigger the cadets and thing, but I know a lot of people that get into music through the cadet band. I know a lot of people that get into, mm-hmm. you know, it's just that life is one of them things that you just, you are where you're supposed to be. It's how you react to where you is that's made things different. Because, I mean, if we did react any other way, we would have been the rude boys, you know, the whatever. But we sit down on beat point table and sing tunes for an hour. We was in there for an hour. Just going at it, singing all sorts of tunes, you know what I mean? And then eventually they asked you to go up on stage and sing it, and now we're on stages all over the island, you know? Some points all over the world, so. Yeah, big ups to poetry, man. I ain't got a poetry piece, I just got a life as a poet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But I got a poet of the year that's in this room that has a poetry piece, so I'm going to ask him if we could get a little stanza. Is it possible? Stone with Cupid, the poet of the year, will be performing at World Poetry Day. That sound good to say?
I guess it's possible. I guess it's possible. She putting me on the spot here now. Before jumping into the piece, though, it'd be nice if some rock could, you know, collaborate with some of the poets, get them in some of their melodies. Because mm-hmm. some of we vocally challenged. So that would be useful. So I guess I could give you a piece to the piece that I'm performing come Thursday, March 21st at the World Poetry Day edition. I haven't named this piece yet because it ain't done, but it goes a little something like this. She said my performative emotions are award-winning, that I could gaslight the devil into doing the Lord's bidding. Said I might be soft-spoken, but these words are hard-hitting. Black-eyed giving, I could beat a warrior spirit into submission the way I'm spitting. My mind stripping the sitting subject down to the naked truth. She said even in a three-piece suit I could do it so casual. She thinks my performative emotions are award-winning, and I think that might be factual. After all, do we not take our relationship through stages before giving it to an audience? Do I not rehearse this gender role so I could perform basic tasks with a level of competence? Is love not a performance of desire where we sing each other's praises like a religious choir? Did I not acquire the ability to be bilingual and translate your love language into something readable? Do I not read a full script on WhatsApp, decode metaphors in all caps, and then watch you burst into a dramatic monologue when I tell you to relax? Is this all not an act for attention? When I catch you and allow you, there's improv or deflection. When I say the work on your projection, I didn't mean to shout at me with your full chest. You then break the fourth wall and force all belief out the door. Our life in a movie and the reality on this TV got us can't sit calm anymore. We're on 24/7, got me second guessing, making you my first choice for the third time. Because my birth sign might be Aries, don't mean you gotta take me for a goat. Our relationship been rockier than the Jolly Roger boat. I got afloat on these beats, cause if I submerge myself in my trauma, I might drown when I speak. And that's all I give him on.
That might get hard.
Yeah.
That was a hard piece, bro.
I mean, as you said, trauma birth all the best
work. Yeah, for sure, the best work, bro.
Yeah, like, a horn can make a man lose weight and write poems.
True. Man write whole sonnets.
And for my size, if Barbados never see me, it's like 140 pounds. So you could tell to get horn now.
Soaking it.
I blame it right women.
And you right too. I feel like you get offset, but you own side of the
my
rest.
My own people. My own people own between
species
me.
Do that to you, brother.
Whoa.
It's like a village.
It's always the bunny right women.
Yeah. Just don't let the drink no swifts, boy.
Kryptonite, man. Tell the Superman.
It's a rough thing. It's a rough thing.
It's a rough thing.
But if you survive a horn and Ben lose a strong man.
I mean, if you survive a harm in Bam, you can fight Thanos.
I agree.
Yeah, but you don't need Captain man. America. You just need a bigger man to get horn.
Yeah.
Maybe four times. He's invincible at that point.
Yeah, he's a good fella. I mean, he's one step from being Ninja Man, but he's a good fella.
Yeah, you're right. 100%. So we're here plugging poetry, Barbados, March 21st, Cricket Legends. $30 gets you in the door. And I want to say something. Cricket Legends is a legendary space, you know. It's where they have a whole museum dedicated to the last, I'm not sure how many years, but it got to be at least half a century of cricket achievements. And I feel like it was a fitting place to put legends of poetry, legends of word, legends of writing in that space.
You would have had some legendary poets doing things on West Indies cricket too, though. You would have Frederick King's Douglas. You would have had Sparrow do a lot of stuff on cricket. You would have Kitchener do a lot of stuff on cricket. Like cricket is like we say, you know, like oppression is bring the best work, but also triumph.
Yeah.
You know, when the West Indies first beat England, that was a signal to the world that
it was.
We could do it too. And it to immortalize that in poetry and songs that rally around the West Indies, you know, or Cricket in the Jungle.
Right.
To do that is to in itself you know, make a vivid stamp upon history. Upon these are our, this is our thing as a people, not even just as a country. It's not about how much Bajans is on the team. Although that was a thing amongst fans, right? If the team had too much Bajans on it or too much Trinis. But in the end, you know, to sit down and put that work there for them people to come forward, for the orators of history at the time to come forward and put their stamp on it.
Yeah.
To have cricket, to have a culture, and that culture not just be, we just jump out and play conch shells in stands, but our culture to be, you could read that and write about that, hear about them times when the West Indies went to war in the 60s, you know.
Like, literally.
Yeah. Like, it was a thing, you know, and that is, to me, if we can talk about world poetry there, them is things that I just remember. And being in a space like the Cricket Legends definitely going to show me that, because it's got a lot of cricket lines, not because of nothing other than my father's a big cricket fan, and it's my culture, it's my thing, it's my people's doing.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So big ups to everybody that pushing it, not just as a poet, but as a poet from where you from, being who you are, pushing your culture.
Nice. Give them the date. Give them the date again.
March 21st.
Give them the date.
Thursday, yeah, March the 21st, boys. We'll be doing everything, you know. Them saying it's world poetry day, but it can be stand-up comedy, it can be music, it can be poetry, it can be
rap,
crowd interaction, it could be rapping, it could be
chanting. A bit of theater in there as well.
Yeah, we can be in there doing a lot of things, man. So if you like a show, you like a nice varied show, if you want that impactful art and you want to see what we're doing, what the other people doing, because it's me, it's Ruby Tech, it's Stormy Cupid, it's kind of like the generations, the generations of everybody that would have come through the effects of that culture from Adrian Green back down with me in there.
Nice. And love it.
It can just be a thing to witness, man. Real thing. We can lower Reed and Jack and mash up things.
Yes. Yes. Lance Corporal Griffith, will you be part of the parade coming up going through town? Before we let you go, will you be part of it?
Unfortunately, no, because I have CSC and
I
personally believe that schoolwork comes before anything else, but the next parade I'll be on.
No problem. Well, listen, before we let you go, on behalf of all of us, we wish you nothing but the best in your CXCs and put your best foot forward. Keep up the amazing work. We're looking forward to you becoming sergeant. And I hope during this 120th celebration, we could continue having some more conversations with you. And great job today, young lady. Congrats to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, Barbados. And we'll be Starcon Network. Thank you.
No problem. I'm looking forward to have you much more, Uncle Sluggy, here for one of all the time. Sergeant Dylan Pitt, on your signing note, will we see you as part of the parade? I know you're the drum major. Will we see you as part of the parade?
Yes, please. I will be on the parade.
Good.
The drum major.
So quickly, before you go, in 30 seconds, tell Barbados why to come out to this parade and what to expect. And thank you so much, Sergeant Dylan Pitt from Uncle Sluggy, the Poetry Barbados, right, and the entire Starcom Network team. And congratulations on a fantastic job, young man. Keep it up.
Thank you. So the parade this Saturday, 23rd of March, is going to be amazing because you're going to see different uniforms from different units.
Yes.
It's going to be a mix of band, sea, infantry, medic. So it's going to be amazing.
Yes. Love it. And Major Philip Eno, thank you so much for coming on. We're gonna give you 2 minutes, sir. Tell Barbados the date, time, and where the parade it will be moving off from, and what should we expect from this 120th celebration. I want to thank you so much for coming on with Ollie and myself, and continue the great work, and we wish the Barbados Cadet Corps nothing but the best for their 120th celebration, and congratulations on a fantastic legacy.
Thank you very much, Sluggy. Ollie, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And I had a wonderful evening here with the poetry and all, and I am looking forward to seeing them on Thursday. But the Barbados Cadet Corps will be stepping off from Harrison College at 10 o'clock on Saturday the 23rd. And we're going to be marching through the city of Bridgetown. And it is indeed going to be a spectacle. Color, music, precision drill is going to be sharp. I'll see you all there.
Thank you so much, Lou. Ollie, call Lou to the microphone quick for 30 seconds. Call Lou quick.
Yes, I want to hear. Here, man. Here,
Lou?
Enjoying the poetry and everything.
Oh my God. You coming out on Thursday? You going out on Thursday?
Yeah, I can't miss this. I not on these people voice. Levels yet, but I still want to get there. You know, I still do my spoken word and stuff like that. And this is just pure inspiration. Just being here, listening to all these people, is just pure inspiration. So I can't miss this.
Oh yes, yes. Mm-hmm. That means we're looking forward. We looking forward to seeing you. How is everything? How is the plans going? You're getting through with Startwise. You're loving it.
Man, yeah, Startwise is great. Actually, March 27th, we're going to be at UE Fair, like UE Career Fair. So I am part of the team that putting that together.
Yes.
But I still here doing my thing. I just working on stuff. But when it's time for me to get back out there, Barbie is going to see and hear from me. But I still in the background doing my little thing.
So, quickly, Lou. You said March 27th, and that'll be at UWA. You know the starting time?
No, but I know that UE Career Fair and Startwise is going to be going to be doing presentation and stuff like that, and I'm on the team that preparing that. So that's the next thing.
Well, Lou, it's now the 16th of March. If it's the 27th, you got some time to come back and let us know more about it, yeah?
Yeah, for sure, for
back
sure.
Back to you, Slugs.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please, correct. So March 27th, but Lou, like Ollie said, we'll come back and give us some information on that and give us an update. Salutes to everyone in the studio. Ollie, let LaShawna come and sign out, please, since she's my official partner and official co-host. It's been great. Today was a wonderful show. Thanks to the Barbados Cadet Corps. Ollie, thanks to you for controlling everything. Big up, San Rock on the inside and Storm with Cupid. LaShawna, it's over to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much again. I'm looking forward to a million more Saturdays and hopefully we could continue to build something great. So I just want to thank you for coming on the party, team sister.
And thank you so much for having me. So you've been tuned into Bajan Rhythm and Rhymes here at VOB 92.9 FM.